Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Hunt for Inner Healing, was written by Ann Cetus. Always a busy guy, Carson hunted, fished, rode dirt bikes, and skateboarded. He loved everything outdoors. But he was in a motorcycle accident and became paralyzed from the chest down. Soon, depression sank in, and he didn't see much of a future. Then one day, some of his buddies got him to go hunting again. For a time, he forgot about his injury as he enjoyed the beauty around him. This experience brought him inner healing and inspired a new purpose for his life, to provide the same experience for others like him through a nonprofit organization, Hunt to Heal. He says his accident was a blessing in disguise. Now I'm able to give back, which I've always wanted to do. I'm happy. He's excited about providing a place for those with severe mobile disabilities and their caregivers to find healing. The prophet Isaiah foretold the coming of one who would bring healing for brokenness. He would bind up the brokenhearted and comfort all who mourn. After Jesus read this scripture in his hometown synagogue, he said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus came to save us and make us whole. Are you in need of inner healing? Turn to Jesus, and He'll give you a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing you've brought to our lives. We look forward to complete healing in heaven when we meet you face to face. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.